Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It is 7:06. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We appreciate the support we get. Thanks for making us number one. We love y'all right back. Hey, I want to remind you, though, if you are trying to call in, we've got technical phone issues. Basically, they are not operating. And it's because of, well, technology. Basically, it used to be a copper wire carried a signal, but they found a better way to do it. Yeah, it's better. Anyway, we apologize. It's beyond our control. Yep. If Greg could fix it with a screwdriver, an arc welder, and some duct tape, he would have already done that.
Absolutely.
But apparently, no, it's more of a computer.
They tell us it will be done tomorrow, though.
Well, they are.
I don't know who they are. But they said tomorrow.
They have the answers. We just have to accept them for now, and we will.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Blah, blah, blah. What was I going to talk about? Oh, this is like, I don't know, what do you call it? Red meat for talk radio kind of thing, going way back to my early days.
Wow. Flashback here. Let's get the way back machine with Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Back when George Washington was crossing the Delaware.
That's a little far back. We didn't have radio quite that far back.
It's about the American flag, so I was going to make a George Washington reference to Betsy the flag maker, not the other Betsys in my life. Mm-hmm. But Betsy Ross. I got very close to that. I'm with Betsy Boss, in case you didn't know her last name. President Donald Trump on Monday signed an executive order that mandates prosecution of those caught burning the American flag as a form of intimidation, a practice described by the White House as uniquely offensive and provocative. This is where people get all jammed up about it. Well, the rights, all your rights are protected as Americans, so yes, you actually do have the right to burn the American flag. Right. The Constitution, they've had arguments about this. Yeah. And so far, my understanding is that the Constitution protects the desecration and burning of an American flag.
The Supreme Court went that way, but they're allowed to get it wrong once in a while.
Here's what I've always said. And I guess I'm trying to be a smart aleck, but I'm not. But I am. If you feel that strongly about it, go ahead and burn the American flag. I have no problem with it as long as you're wearing it at the time. Mm-hmm. That way we'll see what your passion level is. Are you just being a jerk?
Yeah. Or just do it on your way out of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it then, I guess. Yeah. It really is. It is hard because there's a visceral response to somebody burning the American flag. It is offensive. It is provocative, to say the least. My administration will act to restore respect and sanctity to the American flag and prosecute those who incite violence or otherwise violate our laws while desecrating the symbol of our country to the fullest extent permissible under any available authority. I guess I always looked at it like this. The Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
If you're forced to take the Pledge of Allegiance, are you really pledging your allegiance?
Right.
Or are you just standing up and saying the words because you have to?
Right.
I think, you know, the same thing can be said about the flag. If you want to desecrate and destroy the flag, and you're doing it for provocative reasons, which there's no other reason to do it, then it, to me, it shows you that, good, I'm glad we identified that kind of loser, that
yes,
person.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad they're identified by that, by they're willing to do that kind of act. In other words, yes, you're clearly you're an idiot and you hate your country and you're not.
I don't go down the road that, oh, by it gives the flag itself, by giving you the freedoms you have, gives you the freedom to then burn it. I take the other approach. If you are burning that flag, you don't want the freedoms that it apparently gives you. You do not agree with those freedoms, and now you should not get the benefits of those freedoms. That's my perspective on it. It's not a free speech thing. We want everything that we do in the world to be free speech. It's not what its intent was.
So you think that you should not be allowed?
Absolutely. If you do not, if that's your feeling about the thing that gives us as Americans the freedom and the rights we have, and you want to, then you're taking that, then you in a sense are saying, I don't want that. I'm taking that away. I want to burn that down.
But if it's done as an act of grievance toward your government, which fully is understood in the First Amendment.
Go back to your freedom of speech and put up a big sign that says, I hate my government. I think you're a bunch of jerks. Because that's what it comes down to. Freedom of speech gave you the right to say the king is a jerk and not get your head cut off.
Well, so is that still a right that people possess or not?
They can say that, yes.
They can say it.
But if you want to burn the most iconic thing that we pledge to, again, you went down that road, that we pledge to as Americans, and you don't want that, you think that by destroying that, it's showing freedom? No, it's showing your disdain for all the rights that it gives us as Americans.
Well, you can destroy a flag, but it doesn't destroy what the flag represents.
No, but you are making a decision to show that are your actions, in my view.
So you're kind of on the totalitarian side.
I'd like
you're
to be
kind of you're kind of a strong-arm dictator. You're very authoritarian today, Greg.
I want to be the next Donald Trump.
See, that's what I talked about, the visceral response that people have over it. I've always said, if you feel that strongly about it, set it on fire as long as you're wearing it at the time. And what I mean by that is, if you're really that, you know, passionate about this act, but again, you can't destroy the things that the flag stands for by igniting a piece of cloth that just happens to be red and white and blue background with stripes on it. But look, and again, this is how people get fired up about it. Trump is very much a populist when it comes to this kind of thing. And there's going to be people that are going to, they're going to be upset. They're going to say, look, this is making the country even more nationalistic, because that's kind of how it's defined, you know, this flag wearing, wrapping yourself in the American flag kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just think what the flag stands for is so much more bigger. It's so much bigger and more important than what one person can do in their attempt to destroy that particular particular piece of cloth.
In principle, yes, that is true.
All we have are principles.
It does not. Well, no, I don't know. The assistant principal was always the bad guy.
That's the person that you had to talk to a lot.
Yes, exactly.
Not never. You probably never did.
No, they liked me.
Liked me. Greg was a rat sending people to the vice president. Ratting you out.
No, not at all.
I saw Bob Rose touch the American flag. I feel like it was inappropriate. Kick him out. Kick him out of school.
That's right. He doesn't even belong here.
I was trying to get out the whole time.
Well, I bet you were, but you know.
Come back.
I just think we've misconstrued the free speech thing, and we've turned it into whatever we want it to be. And I think we've got to get back to the roots of what it was supposed to be. And just, you're right, you have an opinion.
So, in perfect Trump-like effect or whatever, he knows that there could be a First Amendment constitutional question here. He's going to push it through, and then it will be, I guess, eventually probably work its way to the Supreme Court.
But already has, though. That's the point. They have said you have the right to do that.
Well, Roe v. Wade already went through, too, and they reversed that.
That's true.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
My question was going to be, before you jump the gun, is with a more conservative Supreme Court now, would they go along with it and say, you're right, freedom of speech does have its limitations, and yelling fire in a crowded theater is one of them,
right,
and perhaps burning the flag because you're only doing this to be offensive and provocative.
Yes.
It does nothing else.
No. No.
You're trying to incite violence.
Exactly.
And
I think you should
you
get
can't
it.
Do that under the First Amendment.
No. I'd like to give you some violence, but that'd be wrong.
Don't be so violent, Craig.
I know.
Pray. Remember, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
I'm just trying to help him out.
I'm just trying to get you to breathe once in a while. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, we'll tell you what's bugging us.
As if I haven't already.
other than the phone not working properly. So don't bother calling.
Yeah, we'll call
you. We'll handle it.
Yeah.
We're
on it.
We're on it.
Yeah.
We're paid professionals. We can do this.
Yes.
We think.
I hope.
Hurry up.
Uh-huh.
Start thinking of stuff.
Uh-huh.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, we already did What's Bugging You.
I know, kind we of. Did. Yeah, kind of did.
What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning and welcome. Yes, we'd normally be doing What's Bugging You, and you would be calling in during this segment, but our phones are not operating today. They'll be back tomorrow. We apologize for that. But it is 7:22. Good morning and welcome. And Greg, what's bugging you other than being wrong in the previous argument?
Whoa! Okay, I know that I was technically considered wrong based on previous court cases, including the Supreme Court. However, I give them the grace to be wrong on occasion.
You give them the grace? So you're saying Antonin Scalia,
yeah, I know.
the great justice, is wrong on this issue because
yes.
he said, here's what he said, and yeah. this is what I agree with. He held that the government cannot prohibit the expression of an idea simply because society finds the idea offensive. You know why that's true? Because now you're acting just like a liberal. It doesn't feel right. It makes me emotional to think that somebody could or would do that. Now you're going by emotions.
I'm going by the logic. Because I'm let me explain.
Okay.
I'm going by the logic.
La, 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 la.
I don't want to hear it.
Sorry.
That the actions of the person, not my emotion, are demonstrating a disdain for what the flag stands for. And if you are going to want to destroy what that flag stands for, then the rights of that flag should not be given to you.
Well, you can't destroy what the flag represents by burning a piece of cloth.
But it has to mean something more than... That's like saying, Obama, the Constitution is just a piece of paper.
Wow.
It's just a piece of paper.
No, I think...
It's okay, what it stands maybe it's for the, is bigger.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Just
it's
like
so
flag.
Big. It's so big.
Oh, here we go.
It's so big
You've
that,
said that before.
It can still be desecrated and burned, uh-huh. and still the idea and concepts behind it are not damaged one bit. In fact, they might actually be strengthened.
But the person
because it shows the extent of our freedoms. That's what separates us from uh-huh. the rest of the world, the extent uh-huh. of our freedoms we have.
Uh-huh.
A government by and for and of the people.
So when people go down this road of it's all about free speech and whatever I do is free speech, there have some who've taken that far to insinuate that assassinations are part of their free speech because they do not want that control.
Well, I think murder supersedes that in every venue. So
I totally agree with you. But my point is, it's like everything else. Once you open the gate, if everything is free speech and it's okay, then you are opening a can of worms for a lot of stuff that society might not go along with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just my
mm-hmm.
humble
I just, again,
opinion.
Again, I am in the camp with Antonin Scalia.
Oh, he's
the concept.
He's wrapping the black robe around him now.
Wow. Wow.
I like
the collar you're wearing with the blue and the white stars there. Yeah, I like that. This is a good
one.
And healthy kind of an issue and a debate. And, I mean, I love America so much and its concepts and ideas that I know that, you know, burning the flag is not going to change that. But I understand people that have a visceral response to that, you know, that whole idea. It's not a comfortable thing. It is
sure.
hard not to be made uncomfortable by that and mm-hmm. can actually make you quite angry. If I was there, you know, I'll have to say this.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever witnessed somebody doing that. My response, if I actually saw it, may not be as controlled and quite as cerebral as my commentary is now.
Exactly. And see...
That doesn't make it right, though.
No. A lot of what may be right is illegal. Off the air, I mentioned to you, I said, when I see someone burning a flag... I denote it to some wackadoodle foreign terrorist, you know. So if you want to act like a terrorist and burn our American flag, because when they burn it, it means death to America. If that's who you want to pattern yourself after, I think you've just gone down a road that probably shouldn't
pattern
be going down.
Yourself after terrorists.
Yes, because that's what they do. Death to America. Burn the flag. Absolutely. And
there were many people that called revolutionaries in George Washington's era mm-hmm. terrorists against the crown.
And it was.
Wow.
Because we did not want to be.
So you're in the camp
that.
With terrorists.
American terrorists, yes.
American terrorists, good.
That's okay.
Those foreigners.
That's bad.
No.
That's right. Glad I could clarify myself there.
Where do we go from there?
Next segment, probably.
See, this, you had a chance to Get it off your chest to air it out.
Yes, I did.
On What's Bugging You.
I never have the whole segment to do that.
Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. There's a reason for that, Greg. I'll explain it to you later.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, good stuff all the way around. All right. We've got plenty more things to talk about, some very important things, and some we'll have fun with, and that's kind of how we roll. But Trump has fired Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Is that going to stick? Ow, it's going to leave a mark, that's for sure. 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's another day in paradise, and we're going to make it awesome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, put the cereal down. I'm not going to try to gag you, but I do have to tell you, the first case of travel-associated human screwworm infection has been detected in Maryland. Why do you care about the screw worm infection?
Well,
because it eats flesh, like as in your flesh.
That's a good reason to be concerned.
It's a flesh-eating parasite. Mm. That's not good. They believe that the person who picked it up returned from a trip to El Salvador, a country that's been affected by a screw worm outbreak. You know?
That doesn't sound pleasant.
How do you break that to your significant other? Yeah, I was in El Salvador and and I came home with a screw worm.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
Be like, the divorce papers are being printed right
yes.
now. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, they worked in conjunction with the Maryland Department of Health to investigate the case. They confirmed the diagnosis August 4th after experts reviewed larvae. Images, of which you'd be really happy that This is a radio show right
now.
Yeah,
because they blow those pictures up, and you see them really close, and you're like,
and yes, it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
No,
it's not pretty at all.
Not a breakfast especially.
Risk to the general public in the United States from this is very low. The first associated human case of screwworm infection, like I said, this was a patient who returned from El Salvador. Miasis, the new world screwworm miasis, is a parasitic infestation of fly larvae that feeds on live flesh.
That would be us or animals.
And yeah. I won't go into greater detail because you won't be able to digest your Cheerios very effectively, I think. So anyway, I did. Okay, I won't. I was going to say I did see part of one video where somebody apparently had some of the larvae like in his nose.
Oh,
sorry. Okay, I had to
get
it out
the
there.
Line. Here's see, Bob Rose. It was just too easy, wasn't
Can
it?
Can we go back to the no wipe story?
No.
Or is it too soon for that?
Too soon.
All right. California Republican Party announced an emergency court challenge to Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to cast aside the congressional map drawn by the state's independent commission in favor of a partisan one. Yep, the California GOP, Newsom's plan is illegal and unconstitutional, according to them, for several reasons. They claim it violates a 30-day requirement for the posting of new legislation. It violates the state's existing independent system for drawing congressional districts. It violates the state constitution for redrawing districts between census years, and it will ask the voters to approve multiple legal questions within a single referendum in November. So we'll see how the court deals with that in California, and it's already completely gerrymandered to begin with to benefit Democrats, but they found a way. There's only a few seats that are Republican. I guess they it would go down to two if they had their way, which when you get 40% of the people voting for a Republican presidential candidate, but there's only like two Republican seats.
Seems a little off and a little fixed, doesn't it?
It does, but perhaps they could say the same thing about maybe what the lines in Texas. I mean, that's, they're pushing back and forth. Kamala Harris.
Oh.
She's not going to run, right? She's not going to run for governor of California. She's
She's not, yeah. I don't know. Do you think she thinks that maybe she could run for president again? I'm not saying the party would let her run as a Democrat. I think they ran away with their tail between their
legs. You know, I'm not sure. I don't know that I have a good enough kind of read on who she is because, I mean, think about it. You don't even know when to take her seriously because she breaks into a cackle, which I suppose is more of a nervous habit, but I don't know. She has difficulty putting an idea together in sentences and make it make sense.
The word salad, that we got for all the time.
Exactly.
Just toss it up and see where it lands.
But she's still making news, however, this time maybe for something that she's not happy with.
Uh-oh.
She spent over $15 million in 2025 on Kamala Harris campaign expenses.
Wait a minute. 2025.
In the aftermath of the presidential election, the DNC had spent over $15 million toward paying off former Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign expenses. Axios reported that in the first 6 months of 2025, the DNC spent over $15 million, which had gone toward paying off those expenses. The RNC is reported to have had $80 million on hand at the end of June. The DNC had $15 million. As a result, the DNC is continuing to pay off Harris's presidential campaign expenses. And Democrats have reportedly started to point fingers at each other. They also reportedly asked Harris and her team to hold more fundraisers and call more donors in an effort to raise money.
Imagine being a donor. And Kamala's team calls you and says, hey, we're a little short. Our campaign pretty much put the DNC in a hole of about $15 million. And we know that you support us. So you gave in the past for me to win, and I didn't. But since I lost, and we still owe $15 million, would you like to help pay that back?
Maybe not so much.
See,
Kamala, I mean, really appreciate what you did, but yeah, I gave it the office.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of...
Who wants to pay back what they lost? I mean, well, where's the encouragement or incitement to do that?
Well, especially when we know that she spent, what was it, almost like $1 billion? Wasn't it some hideously crazy amount?
Yeah.
Now, the private agreement was this. The party would pick up the tab for any outstanding 2024 bills, allowing Ms. Harris to claim that she did not end the race in debt. In turn, Ms. Harris would raise the money to cover all of those leftover costs, leaving the party whole financially as it sought to navigate the second Trump era.
Wow.
Yep.
What a rigged story that
is. Yeah, so that she could say, I didn't leave the campaign in debt, when, indeed, she clearly did.
And she's on the hook to go try to raise it.
Yep.
Wow.
Left in the dark were the small donors who received nearly 100 email solicitations sent from the Harris operation this year alone on behalf of the DNC. The emails did not disclose that funds raised from those emails were essentially earmarked for leftover bills. Convincing donors, both big and small, to pay for debts is typically a tough sell. Yeah.
But yeah.
It is a tough sell, but I don't know. Can you, well, maybe legally you can get away with the way she's doing the fundraising operation,
sure.
but ethically.
I mean, it's after the fact you've lost money and you've agreed to the DNC. You're not on the hook for it. I will go out there and I will spend my time now trying to raise money that I lost for you.
The New York Times added that the federal records show that the DNC has actually covered roughly $20.5 million in post-election bills for her campaign.
Wow.
Oh, here you go. Breitbart News reported that while Harris's presidential campaign raised over $1 billion...
It still lost money.
In the end, in her final week of her campaign, her campaign fell $20 million in debt after raising $1 billion. Wow.
And you want her to be in charge of anything?
No.
Wow.
That's saying something.
Oh,
when you can blow through $1 billion
and still lose money.
And still come up $20 million short and come up ridiculously short in terms of the election.
And then still be on the hook to try to raise it and pay it back.
I mean, I don't know. I think if you gave me $1 billion, I could get maybe Mickey Mouse to win an election or some Donald Duck. You know?
That's amazing.
That's a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
India's government should oppose a U.S. government crackdown on the 150,000 Indian drivers in the U.S. trucking industry. That from an Indian politician whose district includes many of the drivers' families. This guy, Badal, he represents a district in the Punjab region, which is home to many members of the Sikh ethnic group who are working illegally or legally in the U.S. trucking industry. And they include the Indian truck driver, Harjinder Singh, who is facing homicide charges after killing three Americans in that turnpike U-turn.
That was awful.
Oh, Badal is a woman, right?
Yeah.
Formerly a cabinet minister in India's federal government, used Twitter to ask India's foreign minister to intervene in U.S. politics to protect Sikh truck drivers. Huh.
Well, it's not a matter of being a Sikh truck driver. It's a matter of being a legal citizen and have a legal license that you should have been issued.
And you would hope that one would seek a good understanding of the English language and perhaps seek... the ability to read road signs.
Now, there's a concept.
Just an idea.
Yeah.
Just floating it out there.
Yeah.
Throwing it out there.
Something to look at.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
You know? It is 7:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast of every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hey, Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we appreciate that you take us along. Or you got us on in the barn or the garage or the car on your way to work.
I get one of my neighbors. It's always kind of funny, especially if it's decent weather out. He'll be working in his garage, got the garage door open.
Yep.
I can hear Mark Levin just screaming in his garage. It's like, appreciate it, Gary. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Mark can get a little, wound up once in a while now.
Once in a while. You know, that's the funny thing, though. We've had him on the show two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how mellow he is when you're just having a conversation with him.
I think that's probably generally his personality, and I think then he gets fired up.
Oh, he gets fired up.
Kind of like you do.
Maybe just a little bit.
You fired up?
Yeah.
Talking First Amendment and all that. And
yeah.
I said, you think Greg's fired up now? Wait till we talk about the Second Amendment.
Well,
then he'll really be shooting off.
It triggers me.
Sorry. No. Yeah. That was well done, actually.
Thank you.
Venus Williams. Haven't talked about her in forever.
Yet she's been around, it seems, forever.
Yes, but not playing tennis, although she was trying to make a comeback. And you know what? She probably has a shot at it, although she's knocked out now. But at age 45, after 2 years away from Grand Slam tennis, Venus Williams now displayed some big serves and powerful ground strokes at the U.S. Open on Monday. But she got knocked out by, I think she was 11th ranked, this Carolina Mukova.
Yeah.
And Williams was the oldest singles player at the hardcourt tournament since Renee Richards was 47 in 1981.
See, that's what I was going to say. In mid-40s, that seems really old.
But you remember Renee Richards, don't you?
The name, yes.
Well,
because Wiz just out of high school at that point. So
No, because she was a he. Dr. Renee Richards.
Oh, now I remember why. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just remember the name, but...
Yeah, that's why most people would remember the name.
Mm.
Yeah, so because you're biologically a male playing with females, maybe you could extend your playing or whatever to 47 years old. Back in 1981,
Wow.
Yeah, see how soon we
forget.
We forget. Mm. But anyway, Venus, she tried, and...
But there's a lot of sports. There's a lot of sports, though. We see that. Maybe you've had your run. You've had your career. And sometimes it's like, rest on your laurels because, you can't always do, even just a few years past even your peak or your prime makes a big difference. I don't care if it's auto racing or, baseball or whatever the case may be. There's just, you're going to have limitations that are going to start kicking in.
Yeah, and people aren't always self-assessing as well as they could be.
Right.
Because one of the things that makes you a great competitor is you believe that you can keep going. You can win. You can face adversity and overcome it. That's what makes you a champion, but it also maybe makes you not as honest.
Okay, well, how many average 50-year-old guys end up hurting themselves because they think they can do something they did when they were 25 and they still try?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the only one in the room.
Oh, okay. That's a common occurrence.
It
kicks in all the time where, your mind remembers and says, I know I can do this, but your body says, not today.
Yeah.
But
because, I mean, a couple of my injuries over the last couple of years, I've been doing yard work. Like I would just strain an old injury maybe it was a motorcycle injury 30 years ago. And then you go trying to, pull some roots or a shrub out of the yard or something, and, it just
They're generally kind of off-balance, awkward movements to begin with, and then we don't always, bend our legs the way we should and try to distribute that effectively and not all just in your lower back.
Yes.
Which can come to bite you later. Unless, of course, you may have some help to relieve the pain. These cannabis gummies have grown quite popular.
Big time.
in recent years, and people turn to them. Doesn't matter what age, they never would have done marijuana per se, but they have a friend that says, hey, these things help, and in many cases, I'm sure they do, to relieve pain, inflammation, anxiety, sleep issues. Well, here's the problem. They're getting into children's hands and mouths.
Well, they look like candy.
Yeah.
And there's gummy everything for kids.
Right. Well, this is the problem. Children, the poisoning among children from cannabis has soared from 930 in 2009 to more than 22,000 in 2024. Yep.
Wow.
75% of all cannabis poisonings involved minors.
Hmm.
Yeah, companies are advertising gummy cannabis the same way they would sell candy to children. That's not good. And the other thing is adults, we got to make sure that we secure that stuff.
Yeah,
because to a kid,
well, it looks good.
It looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even think about it when you, because I get some of my vitamins and different biotin in the gummy form. And yeah, you're just mowing away.
Yeah.
We've got a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Some big local stories and all the big headlines. Coming your way, 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.